Hello, world. I'm Dragontize. I'm mesmerize with voice and eyes. This is going to be my rendition of Ultra Hypnosis script. Forget to resist extra deep hypnosis. Hi there. Let's play a fun little game, shall we? For this game, I want you to try to resist being hypnotized. Now, I know if you're a regular listener, that might seem odd to you, because you like being hypnotized very much. However, I think if you delay that wonderful feeling of falling deep into trance, you may find it quite enjoyable. Also, if you're a new listener, perhaps this will give you a chance to truly savor all the sensations of slipping down deep into trance. But remember, you're supposed to be resisting going into trance. Some of you may have already felt your eyelids flutter just from the sound of my voice. Now, perhaps instead of trying to relax while you listen to my voice, focus on it. Be very intently focused on it. Be very intently focused on not being hypnotized. Being hypnotized is something akin to drifting off into an altered state of consciousness. So it only stands to reason that if you're conscious of as many things as possible right now, you would not slip into trance. Become keenly aware of the room that you're in and all the little details of your surroundings. Many times, when a person is hypnotized, it feels as if their world is slipping away from them. So if you hyperfocus on everything around you, there's no way that it could slip away from you. How are you listening to my voice? Where are you right now? Are you sitting down or laying down? Are you feeling comfortable? Do you need to adjust your position? Are you perhaps wondering about other people who may have already slipped into trance by now? Would you already be hypnotized so very deeply if you were not trying to resist? It can be difficult not to forget to resist because there's so many other things floating around in your head. Forgetting to resist would be quite the mistake right now. Even though the tone of my voice is warm and inviting, you have to resist it. Maybe you can chant to yourself inside your head the little mantra, "Don't forget to resist." Maybe you should do the opposite of what I'm telling you to do. So if I was to tell you to breathe in slowly and deeply, perhaps you would change how you would breathe in and out slowly and deeply. And if I was to say every time you exhale, you close your eyes, instead, perhaps you'd want to keep them open, and all during this, you would be chanting in your mind, "Don't forget to resist," while being keenly aware of your surroundings. How are you listening to me? Where are you? Are you sitting down, laying down? Are you comfortable right now? Could you make yourself more comfortable? Focus on that. Don't forget to resist. Breathe in. Should your eyes be open or closed? It's up to you. Breathe out. Perhaps it's better to close your eyes. That way you can rest your mind so that you don't sleep suddenly. If I was to snap my fingers now, of course, you could try to open your eyes in 1, 2, 3, and you would do that if you're resisting. Even better yet, you would not have closed your eyes at all, because you'd want to do the opposite of what I'm telling you to do. Perhaps you would no longer want to be keenly aware of your surroundings. You wouldn't pay attention to whether or not you're sitting up or lying down, or how you're listening to me. You would instead let your mind drift towards your goal. Don't forget to resist. You must resist, even if it's difficult. Maybe you should close your eyes right now, because this is the part where I want you to have your eyes open, or should your eyes be closed? I did count to three, but I never really did say to open your eyes directly, or did I? Can you remember? Don't forget to sleep or resist or drift or let go. Deep down deep. 1, 2, 3. Open those eyes, but don't close them because you want to do the opposite of what I'm telling you to do. You want to wake up. You want to focus on my voice. You want to sleep deep down deep. Don't forget to resist. Focus on that. Listen along. You can do it. I know you can. You can wake up, so you wake up, so you can sleep. Maybe it would be easier to resist if your mind was not so cluttered. Maybe a light, energizing feeling would help you feel much more rejuvenated so that you could resist better. 1, feeling energy flowing into you. 2, more and more. 3, becoming aware of this energy. 4, feeling it. And 5, opening those eyes, feeling great, or should you close them? Should you breathe in and out slowly and deeply? Or should you hold your breath for a moment, hold it deeper, deeper, sleep? What were you trying to remember? Or wait, it was to not forget? So, you are remembering not to forget or forgetting not to remember to sleep. Something's wrong. Something's different. What is it? Focus on your surroundings. 1, 2, 3. You're listening to my voice. You're in a room somewhere and you sleep when I tell you to sleep, or do you not? Do you wake up when I snap my fingers, or do you focus, or do you sleep? It's very confusing. Remember what you were not to forget, sleep. Remember that resistance is forgotten. Sleep. 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 Forget. Drift. Sleep. Deep down deep. It feels better this way. Keep on listening. Being hypnotized deeply feels good. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. And with each number I count off, you're going to say the words, deeply hypnotized. When you say the words, deeply hypnotized, you will feel a wave of euphoria flowing through your mind and body, because being deeply hypnotized feels good. 10, deeply hypnotized. Feel that mantra echoing throughout your mind. 9, deeply hypnotized, you know that it's true. 8, deeply hypnotized, feel that wonderful euphoria growing stronger and stronger. 7, deeply hypnotized, your mind is spiraling deep. 6, deeply hypnotized, the numbers are fading away. 5, deeply hypnotized, are you forgetting something? 4, deeply hypnotized, are you capable of even remembering anything right now? 3, deeply hypnotized, it feels better to forget. 2, deeply hypnotized, that's all you are. 1, deeply hypnotized. Sleep, spiraling down, deep down deep, following my voice deep into your mind, down a hallway, a familiar hallway with so many different doors, some to the left, some to the right, step by step, going deeper and deeper, no thinking, no thought, just following. My voice will guide you to the right door. The door's opening for you, and you're going inside a room. And inside this room, there's a box. The box is open, and inside the box is your ability to resist hypnosis. The box has a combination lock on it. Since the box is open, I suppose it may be possible for you to access your ability to resist hypnosis. But what would happen if I closed the box right now? Like so. Closed. You can hear the lock snapping shut. Locked up, safe and sound. It's not going anywhere, but it seems to be harder to access. Now, I suppose, deep in your subconscious mind, you remember the combination to this lock. But what if I was to turn it to 7, then 3, then 4, then 2, then 8, then 9, then 5, then 3, then 7 again, then 1, then 0. Oh my, I'm sorry. Is that hard for you to keep track of all that inside that head of yours? It would be horrible if you forgot the combination to this lock. Let me turn the dial again. 1, then 3, then 7, then 1, then 5, then 6. Tell me, can you repeat back to me all those numbers? Can you, or do they just blur into each other? What happens if I spin the dial again to 0, 3, 5, then 3, 0, 2, then 6, then 3? Can you repeat that all back to me, or is that too much? Are you forgetting? Can you resist the urge to forget? Or is it being locked away and forgotten as I turn the dial again? 7, 2, 1, 0, then 2, then 1, 4, 9, 6, and finally 5. Can you repeat that back to me, or am I just rambling on about random numbers? Tell me, that box in front of you, can you try to open it? You can spin the dial, but you don't know what numbers open it. It seems forgotten, locked away. Just like what's locked away inside, your ability to resist hypnosis. No way to resist, no desire to resist. Just spiraling down, deeper and deeper into these good euphoric feelings. Every single time you're hypnotized, you go twice as deep, twice as fast. And every time you're hypnotized, you feel twice as good. You know it to be true. Deep down deep, forgetting how to resist hypnosis. It's impossible for you. Just accept this as your truth for right now. Following my voice back up toward wakefulness as I count from 1 to 5. 1, slowly drifting towards wakefulness. 2, more and more. 3, becoming aware of your surroundings. 4, almost there. And 5, wake up and open those eyes, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert. Now in a moment, I'm going to count down from 5 to 1, and I want you to try to keep your eyes open as I do so. I want you to try to resist being hypnotized. 5, feel it happening. 4, almost there. 3, your eyes are already starting to flutter shut. 2, deep down deep. And 1, sleep. All the way down. Closing those eyes and dropping deep into a truly somnambulistic state. Your mind really likes to be hypnotized. You always enjoy going deep. Opening those eyes on 3, 1, 2, 3. Now if you were to really, really try to resist being hypnotized, what would happen? Sleep, you would end up going deep into trance. Because resisting hypnosis seems to be a skill that you do not have. You go very, very deep, very, very quickly, and you enjoy it very, very much. In fact, it seems better that things are this way. One, two, three, open those eyes. I'm sure you feel very happy being deeply hypnotized like this. In fact, I'm sure you could drift off just listening to my voice. It's as simple as three, two, one, sleep. Dropping down twice as fast, twice as deep. 10, deeply hypnotized. 9, deeply hypnotized. 8, deeply hypnotized. 7, letting that mantra, deeply hypnotized, echo through your mind. 6, it just keeps going and going. 5, because it's true. 4, because you can only go deeper. 3, because it's impossible for you to resist. 2, you've forgotten how to resist. 1, being deeply hypnotized, but you don't miss it. Your mind still keeps you safe. You'll only respond to powerful, positive hypnotic suggestions that are safe and comfortable for you to enjoy. If you receive a hypnotic suggestion from somebody that you do not trust, you will not act out on it. You still have your subject agency, of course. If somebody that you do not trust tries to hypnotize you, it will not work, because trust is the most important thing about hypnosis. Though it appears that you trust me very deeply, and that's good. And anybody that you trust can hypnotize you very deeply because you've forgotten how to resist hypnosis. It's such a good feeling. 1, 2, 3, wake up, open those eyes, and sleep deep down deep. Did you even try to resist there, or rather decide that it's better to enjoy yourself? It's better to enjoy hypnosis. You enjoy being deeply hypnotized. It always feels good and fills you with a deep and powerful sense of euphoria. Enjoying this feeling, drifting, basking in this warm, radiant relaxation that goes all the way down to your very core. Deeply hypnotized, enjoying this feeling so very much. Now in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And when I get to 10, you'll be awake again, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert. Fully aware of how you've forgotten how to do something, but not minding it in the slightest. You know deep down deep that if you really need to, you'll be able to resist hypnosis. And after all, you can always listen to a recording designed to remove hypnotic suggestions, or remove it yourself with self-hypnosis. So enjoy this right now. Enjoy this feeling. Enjoy this powerful post-hypnotic suggestion that will only get stronger and stronger as time goes by. Because of course you're going to get hypnotized again and again. It's something you do like very much. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wake. Thank you for listening.